I'm from the Lansing area, and Lansing is such a shitty place that to get out, you get two choices. Drive straight towards Detroit, or drive straight towards Fort Wayne. Those are your two gateways to points beyond. What the hell kind of choice is that? Well, you can either get your balls gnawed off by a grizzly bear, or a polar bear. Detroit had its own aurora borealis. You know how in the actual Northern Lights, the solar wind hits the magnetic field of the Earth and excites electrically charged particles, which, in turn, give off light? I'm sure you all already knew that. Well, in the Detroit version, it's a little more like this. The light pollution from the spotlights on the Lion's Den Adult Superstore billboard next to the freeway shine oh so beautifully off the exhaust from the Ford Motors sheet metal stamping plant, producing a spectacular light show that can only be rivaled by the gods themselves. I used to do a lot of highway driving at night to visit my girlfriend in Chicago. I'd get off work around midnight and get there around 5 a.m. and people would ask me, "Man, how do you manage to stay awake?" Well, asshole, I'm driving. It's funny how careening across southwestern Michigan at 75 miles an hour in a 1993 GMC Jimmy that's lost most of its sheet metal work to rust and whose tires are all dangerously deflated will just soothe you gently to sleep. That's not how it works. Even that fifth dentist asshole that disagrees with every survey would prefer a warm glass of milk and a hand job. Like, you wouldn't walk up to an Israeli that lives in the Gaza Strip and say to him, "Whoa, fella, how do you manage to sleep with all this calming gunfire and rockets?" Or an Iraqi kid and be all, "Just think of it this way, Hakim. Without that arm, it's one less thing to be cold at night." Just imagine walking up to a Haitian guy and saying, "How can even the still echoing screams of your countryman keep you awake at night when the earth is rocking you to sleep?"